T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, today is National Wear Teal Day, a day to promote awareness about sexual assault. KYW's Kim Glovis reports this social issue is one that cannot be monitored in a pandemic.
Reporting sexual assault is hard for victims anytime, but now that we're all in isolation, it's even harder for victims. Laura Luciano is Associate Director of the Office of Violence Prevention and Victim Assistance at Rutgers University Camden.
They're not necessarily reporting or communicating with hotline. For some, that is because it's not safe for them to call. They're not having a safe place to have a confidential or private conversation.
She says, however, there are many abuse hotlines that are available in other ways.
There are many places that are utilizing text messaging or even email communication.
Luciano says, unfortunately, there's no telling what the incidence of sexual assault is right now, and we probably won't know until the stay-at-home order is lifted. She says victims should call police or county or national hotlines if they need help. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.